Yeah, big talking brewskis. Marissa Smith is who you see. What a cooler combo in here. Crack a cold one, we're on the air. Big talking brewskis. Marissa Smith is who you see. What a cooler combo in here. Crack a cold one, we're on the air. Kicking back, having a few beers, we're chatting. Pull up your chair, we're all relaxing. Any subject, we never dismiss. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith. Comedy, sex, relationships, more. Any subject, we got it in store. Big talking brewskis is coming in live. Crack one open, Marissa has arrived. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith. Yeah.
Hey guys, happy Friday. This is Big Talkin' Brewskis. I'm Marissa Smith. And this week we're here with Chewy May.
Chewy May here at FL. I'm sorry, I'm like Facebook Live-ing to see if we could get people to like listen in and call.
Yes, they should. Hello, I'm Marissa Smith. Call in. So Chewy, how was your week? Did you want a beer?
Oh, sure.
Here, I'll grab you a beer.
And a J-Look. Call in. The number is
it's at the end there.
Oh, right there. 929-227-4646. Call in.
Yes, call. Ask us questions. Ask us anything. We are here for your entertainment. So, Chewy, how was your week?
My week was all right. I came back from Boston at the Women in Comedy Festival, which was awesome. And then did some shows here and there. Oh, we're gonna make this.
Making it official now.
Making it official.
There you go. So you've got a little. There you go. You got a tripod.
You got a little tripod.
Right,
it's a.
No, you can turn it on you. It's fine. Fine.
All right. There you go.
But yeah. So now, how was the Women in Comedy Festival?
It was a really good festival. It was like fun. A bunch of people were there from like San Francisco. Like some from DC, some from like Texas. It was like a whole eclectic of like different people from around the country.
Awesome. So I saw on Facebook you had trouble getting there.
I did.
So what was going on?
So my ride got sick, and then I was like, all right, let me wait for another person who's driving up. And then I was like, ugh. And I was terrified of being late to my show. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna fly there, classy like. And then I hop on the plane, and it was a 2.5 hour delay on, like, I was in the plane, and it was on the thing that there was, like, a 2.5 hour delay.
Oh, wow. So
I got super late for my shows, and for the rest of the festival, I was known as a girl who brought her suitcase to the show, straight from the airport to my show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like, well, at least you made your show, though, right? You didn't miss anything.
I didn't miss anything, but it was just weird just being, like, to like have, I'm not, if I can say the name of the Delta Airlines on my person, like the smell of Delta Airlines and like the whole like frustration of being like on a delayed flight.
Yeah, that's crazy. So like you didn't like think about like just taking like a bus or like taking a...
I was going to, but then I waited too long. I'm like, oh, I'm just gonna like hop, like catch a ride with somebody. And then I saw from my house to the venue, it was a 5.5 hour drive versus my friends who were driving straight from their house. It was like a 3.5 hour drive, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna miss my show, so let me just hop on a plane. And then the plane was 2.5 hours. I almost cried.
I probably would have cried. Wait,
there's only one viewer so far on this.
Well, at least there's one viewer.
Yeah. How's your week?
My week was good, you know, just like shows and the day job kind of stuff. I did King Zebra Safari at the Pit Loft on Wednesday, mm-hmm. and that was a lot of fun. You know, great audience, great show. It's like really, really fun. Hi guys, call in, do something, say something. So it was a really, really fun show. They're a really great improv team. They're all like, and I'm not super into improv, like, mm-hmm. 'cause you know, like you're a stand-up. Do you like improv?
I'm okay with improv. I mean, I don't really know if it's like my favorite thing in the world.
I mean, excuse me. It's not the worst thing, but it's not like super fun to me.
Yeah.
You know, it's like some of it is really good, and then some of it is kind of like, you know, but like there was super, like I laughed the whole time, which is like so rare for me to like see improv that I'm like, oh, this is funny. But yeah, so I did that, and you know, I got a birthday coming up.
She does have a birthday coming up.
I do. I've got a birthday coming up.
Our girl, allow our listeners to party with us if they call in right now.
Yeah, definitely. If you're calling in, you know, you can definitely come hang out. But yeah, so I've got that happening. So yeah, that's about it. So now, how is your PSA going?
It's I thought it was like dying down since like been a while ago, but I still get notifications that are like people are still angry commenting on it.
Mm.
Like they're like, haha, go cry. I'm like, I was like, yeah, this PSA was made in February and it's April now and you guys are still angry about it?
Yeah.
It's like, this is like white nerd rage. They're like, well, why can't we own everything? Why can't we own your Asian character? And I was like, your white rage is still mad after how many months is it? April minus two?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 months.
Now, for people that don't know what the PSA is about, what was the PSA about?
The PSA is about Ghost in the Shell. It was created by me and comedian, queer Asian American comedian Jess Tom. It was a PSA about Ghost in the Shell, about specifically about whitewashing in the entertainment industry, using Ghost in the Shell as an example since it was the most relevant one currently. And because if you don't know, Ghost in the Shell, the character Major Motoko is being played by Scarlett Johansson, who's not a Motoko.
Right, she's not Asian.
Not Asian.
Now, what has been like the craziest sort of email or feedback that you've gotten from someone? Like, what is like the thing where you're just like, whoa?
From the positives, it was just like about that people relate to it, like non, like any person of color relates to the PSA, like that, and that it like affected people where they cried, and like when I Google our PSA, it's written up in more places than I thought. Like even it's written up even in Perez Hilton, which was super cool.
That's though, awesome.
Yeah, the crazy negative effects though is like. Is that? We have liquor.
Yeah.
We gotta to call in before we get drunk.
Yeah. I think I left your orange juice on that table. Do you see it? Okay.
All right. I'm gonna turn off my Facebook Live now so that you guys better call in. The two people watching.
Yeah.
Call in number is 929. 227-4646. Once again, that's 929-227-4646. All right. Bye, Facebook Live.
But and so I'm sorry. We got like Rodney's coming in, and so is somebody calling you?
I don't know. No, sorry. I was just
it's
like,
okay.
Right. Hi, Rodney.
Hello.
So we've got Rodney Daniels with us.
What's up, guys? Happy Friday.
He brought in the vodka and orange juice.
I did. I needed a screwdriver.
How was your day going that you needed a screwdriver?
It's been a crazy week.
Yeah? What's been going on?
Yeah, one of my friends passed away.
Oh, shit.
Sorry.
Yes, yeah, so I found out about that yesterday. He had a heart attack, 37 years old, okay?
Jesus.
In his apartment. And he didn't get found until like Wednesday. No,
oh
it's Friday.
My God.
Right, so crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. We're having some technical difficulties.
Yeah. Okay, all right, cool. Okay. Yeah, so
we were having technical difficulties.
So I was dealing with that, and then I've been training at my new job, which is pretty great. We've been drinking like every morning, so it's been awesome.
I just noticed your shirt. Your Nicki Minaj shirt.
Yeah, so feeling like Nicki today.
Do you love Nicki Minaj?
He's a little Nicki.
I do. I love Nicki Minaj. I'm a fan.
Did you hate Remy Ma then? And did you listen to Sheether?
Okay. Yes, I did listen to Sheether.
Did you?
And I could kind of see where Remy Ma is coming from, but you know. I still got to ride with my girl. It's like I've been a fan for all these years, and you know, it's not like I can listen to Remy Ma music because she doesn't come out with much.
Yeah.
Oh! Remy Ma better be making a mixtape in that shade.
I know. He's going to come out with a heather for me.
Gaither.
You starting your new job?
Yes. So the new concept that I'm working at is a Mexican and barbecue, Southern barbecue infusion.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's called Mexique. They're all over. There's two of them already. I'm going to be working at the Chelsea location.
Oh, awesome.
So we get to wear whatever we want to wear, which is awesome. So I can put this new outfit on and be, you know, working my tables. But they like specialize in tequila and whiskey.
Oh, wow.
So I was tasting like yesterday, like I had like five different mezcal tequilas. I was drinking bourbon this morning. You know, oh yeah, it smells smoky. And then you taste it and then it all, like, yes, you know, melts together in the end.
It also tastes smoky.
Yeah.
Have you tasted the food yet?
Yes, the food is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been there.
Have you had it? It's really good.
There's like a Midtown location that I've
Oh, mm-hmm. really?
That's the one I'm training at. It's the one on 28th.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Go visit Rodney.
So what is your favorite dish so far?
Right now, I really like the brisket. The brisket's like slow cooked for like 14 hours. Yeah. So it's just like really tender and like melts in your mouth.
I love a good brisket. Uh-huh. To be honest with you, I like the ends.
The brisket ends?
We have burnt ends chili.
Do you really?
Yes, it's like a homemade chili that we make with burnt ends brisket.
Oh, I love the ends. Yes. I love the burnt ends.
Only at Mexique.
Yes.
Because it's like crunchy on the outside, melty in the middle. It's
I'm very excited. We're supposed to open up May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. So it's going to be crazy.
Your first day is going to be bananas.
Yes.
This shit is bananas.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Yeah.
This is Rodney at the 23rd Street location of Mexico.
I know, 18th and 8th. Chelsea. With the gays.
Yeah, two different kinds of meat.
Right, hello.
Chocolate and brisket.
Right.
Chocolate and brisket. Only two of us are fans. Which two?
This side. Well, chocolate is the whole thing. Chewy, are you like dating? Are you on the apps?
Oh,
what are you doing?
I'm dating somebody. I like her a lot. She was on Facebook Live. I don't know if she's watching now on Flow Empire. If not, but hello.
Awesome.
Better be watching. It's going really well. I like her a lot. She's really cool.
How did you guys meet?
She's a she's a friend of a comic, and I asked for the comic's blessing before pursuing, and then I pursued, and then I'm like, yay.
Oh, okay, because you don't want to like step on any toes. Like, wait a minute, that's me.
Yeah,
but like, why? Okay, was that comic like into her or?
I don't know, but like, I also feel very. I don't think they were, but I feel also like awkward. I'm like, oh yeah, like, I'd rather keep. Like, if something was gonna go down and the comic didn't like it, like, I'd rather have the blessing before anything.
Oh, because like, I feel like if it was like. If the comic, like, if it was, like, if I was, like, friends with a female comic and I liked their ex and I was, like, tight with her, then I probably would ask for a blessing.
Oh.
But, like, if they were just friends, I'd be like, I'm doing me. Like,
oh, really?
You know.
Oh, I don't know. I feel weird. I'm like, I don't know. Let me just...
Because, like, unless, like, you know that they like them. Because, like, if it's just, like, you know, if I'm friends with a female comic and there's, like, a guy... And she's friends with him, and she's been like, oh, my God, I love him, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I want to date him. And then he's hollering at me, and I'm like, I kind of feel him. Then I'd be like, hey, is this okay?
Oh.
But, like, if they're just, like, friends, I'm just like, I'm not asking.
Oh. Like, well, you got to make sure that they're just friends first, because, like, what if, you know, they think that they're friends, and, like, but the comic, like, likes the other person's, like,
well,
oh, yeah, gone to my comedy show, you know, like, he's got to double check.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if they were like, oh, no, I like this person, and then, like, oh, okay, like, let me.
But then what if they said that, and then the other person's like, well, you know, I think you're pretty hot, and, like.
I mean, how good awkward a friend if you is the comic?
Right, how good a friend is the comic, right?
I mean, if we're real tight, then I'm not going to, you know, it's like, chicks if I just before met dicks, you, but like, you know, if I see you at a mic twice, then, girl, sorry.
Sorry. I'll still book you, but don't get mad if your man's at my show.
It's like, I'll book you twice because I don't want you to be mad at me. Like, but, like, yeah, no, it's just, like, because I feel like quality people in the city are very hard to find.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know.
It's difficult.
It is. What has been your best date so far?
We have been dating for a while. We only went on, like, a few dates. We saw Beauty and the Beast together. That was pretty nice.
Okay. Oh, the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It was cool.
How was that?
It was funny because, like, we were, like, excited, and there was, like, people behind us apparently that didn't like it, and they were saying, oh, my God, singing again. I'm like, yeah, it's Beauty and the Beast.
It's a musical.
It's all singing.
Yeah. It's like, I'm sorry, did you think this was, like, the show from the 80s?
Like,
it's like, the Terminator chick is not in this. Like, it's like, yeah, it's very... But, like, so now that's supposed to be, like, the first, I guess, Disney film that had, like, an obviously gay character in it. So...
Wait. Oh, the candle? The candelabro?
Oh, no, you would think the candle was gay. The candle's right. Not the gay one.
Oh, because he has the best friend.
Yes.
Oh.
He's the gay one. But the candle should be the gay one because it's already flaming.
Yeah. That was good.
It's a cheek.
Yes.
But it also makes sense because, like, of course, the best friend that adores you is, like, in love with you.
Yeah, because Gaston's, like, the hot,
yeah,
buff one. Of course, he has, like, that gay guy that's like, oh, you happen to be your best friend.
And I'm so in love with you.
Yeah.
You want
to cuddle? He's just trying to get, like, him drunk to suck his dick.
On her, like, you don't need
that. It's very cold tonight. Like, why don't you come in the bed with me? Oh, no, we'll be warmer if we're naked.
Right.
And throughout the whole movie, he's like, you don't need Belle. You don't need Belle. Of course he's going to say you don't need Belle. Like,
trying to sabotage her.
It's like, Belle's a bitch. She is. I'm here for you, Gaston. It's and like, he sings a whole song about him. So obviously he's a gay one.
So now, does he act really gay? Like, how do you even know that he's gay?
Like, they give it away in the final scene where he, like, dances with a dude and he's like, and then I'm like, gay.
So it wasn't really that gay.
Yeah, so, like, people, like, got mad in the movie. I'm like, chill out. He's not really, like, gay. Like, he's gonna, like, butt-fuck Gaston when he cries about not having Belle. Like,
yeah.
He just, like, dances with the guy and goes,
probably. Like, that's, like, the end.
He's not, like, glory-holing in the middle of a dance scene.
Like, come on, Gaston, be with me. He's not like Gaston rainbows and sprinkles. I don't know if that's a stereotyping.
I mean, but Gaston doesn't end up with Belle, so we don't know what happens afterwards.
Wait, Gaston right? Doesn't end up too. With Belle?
No. Belle ends up with the Beast, right?
Oh, yeah. And the Beast
turns gay. I thought Gaston
gay.
Was the Beast. I never watched it.
Wait.
What?
You never watched it? You've never watched Beauty and the Beast?
Not even,
no.
What Disney what? Movies have you seen as a child?
The last one I saw was The Lion King.
That's because you're black.
I don't like
what?
Cartoons.
Like, wait, what? It's like, because, like...
What? Not wait. Even as a kid? Were you, like, no. Serious documentary child?
Yeah, I was, like, a PB... Like, I would watch, like Sesame
Reading
Street.
Rainbow?
Reading Rainbow.
Oh.
What is that one where, like, the people got slimed? I can't remember. You can't the do that on
Choice
television.
Awards? Oh, okay.
And...
Oh, I know which one you're talking about.
Alanis Morissette was on it when she was, like, a wee kid.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And, like, so I would watch that, and I'm totally aging myself. And I would watch, like, Nova specials. Like, I didn't really like cartoons or kid shit.
Like, I was... I'm, like, pitching you as, like, an 8-year-old. Like, your friends are like, hey, let's play toys. And you're like, toys of the patriarchy of the American...
It's just, like, I'm like... having a cup of coffee, and I'm like, yeah, they want you to play with your toys because they don't want you to know the truth.
Right?
I totally had a visual you would eat.
like sitting there, like sipping my cappuccino.
Come over here, play with my G.I. Joes.
One of your girls like, who's my little princess? Like, oh, princess, what are you, a patriarchy of the man?
It's like, a princess? Why? Because I can't be a prince or a king?
You sexist motherfucker.
I can't be a queen. I can't be a duke.
Right. She's like, no black people in Beauty and the Beast. Right.
It's like, are we the teacup?
Right.
You're trying to make us serve you?
Right. Like, call us Chip for a reason.
Your friends are playing hopscotch. You're like doing spoken word like the truth, motherfucker.
Right.
We got the tea leaves oppressing us. We got the porcelain suppressing us. like no, it's no, I was not. I was like that kid that like for Christmas would ask for like books? A chemistry set or I had my favorite, I guess you could call it a toy because I played with it, but it was a microscope that would project onto a wall. So, like, if you put a slide in it.
I had the same thing.
Hello.
Oh, my God.
Fucking nerds.
I know. Little nerdy kids getting, yes. Like, these
brisket
microscopes.
Loving nerds.
Right?
Yes. Yes. So, like, my microscope would project on the wall.
Yeah,
I
you
would,
had, like, the little, it had, like, came with, like, these little samples. Oh, that yeah, would tell you what it was. Too, and you put it in there and you project it on the wall. You could see, like, wow.
Yeah.
I actually had that, too.
I had that. You see? Nerds unite.
Right. And, like, were you, like, when I was little and my sisters and I would play with it, we were like, let's see our spit. And then we would, like, put our spit in a slide. And then
yeah,
like,
yeah.
We'd pull our hair and, like, see the root on the, in the slide.
Yeah, yeah. I used to do that. I would take, like banana and I'd, like, spread banana on the slide. And I used to, I felt like, this is how much of a nerd I am. This is a true confession right now. I thought that the cure for cancer was in a mold, like penicillin, and like people just hadn't found the right food to get the mold off of yet. So like I would go and I would like take little pieces of food and like put them in like dark places and put them in like water to like grow different kinds of mold on them and look at them underneath the.
Wow.
She just nerded them to a different level.
Yeah.
Right. She was trying to change the world at eight. She's like, so like, I'm going to be Marissa Smith that finds a cure for cancer at eight.
Let me like, remake let me remake penicillin.
Yeah, because I was just like, well, penicillin comes from a mold and that cures everything but cancer. What if the cure for cancer is also in a mold, but we just haven't found the right food that the mold comes off of yet? So like that, that would be. And then my mom would always be like behind me, like throwing out like all of like my moldy samples and I get mad at her and she'd just be like, oh, honey, you got to stop leaving all this mold everywhere. But, you know, so like that was that. And then I also had the crystal growing set, which was.
Crystal what? Growing? Oh.
Yeah, like you'd grow crystals.
Oh, nice.
So like, you know, it was like one of those things where like. I think you would have to like put it like in water and it had to be like a string or something. We've got Jason Cross with us.
Yeah,
he's showing off his muscles.
Chew my peanuts out of camera range, but I was in the shot.
That was peanuts.
It's like, so we still saw you eating your peanuts.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, how far is this camera range? To the door?
Oh. It's like
an angle. Like right where you're standing eating your peanuts?
Right, water cooler. Oh,
right there. Oh, well. All righty then.
So, yeah. Don't you have a bit about peanuts?
I think, like, a lot of people did, because, like, a lot of, like, immigrant mothers, how they pronounce peanuts, it's penis. Like, so, like, I feel like a lot of people did. Like, I think Will, yeah.
Will Selvinger about to say when yeah. He says penis.
Yeah,
penis. We have my penis
that's
on
what
the
my
airplane.
Mom, that's what my, how my mom pronounces peanuts, too.
Oh.
Penis.
Yeah. Penis.
Penis.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Do they pronounce penis peanuts?
I don't know.
Like in reverse?
I never asked my mom to say penis.
Mom, say penis.
You just assume that peanuts. She's going to say
like,
this.
What? Don't say that word. It's and like, now I'm a homosexual. Look at me now, Mom.
Right.
You see, you should have let me say it.
Right?
What's this?
That was for
that's
the phone.
That's a tripod.
Because we were Facebook Living before.
Yeah.
For my two viewers.
Why'd you take it out?
You want to do Facebook Live again?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Keep the party going.
Or I could do like an Instagram Live. Because that's also a thing.
I forgot that's a thing.
That's a thing.
This is that real quick.
That's a huge thing now. I'm hearing about it.
I haven't done it yet.
Huge things. I haven't done it yet either.
Have you guys live video checking connection? Oh my god, my phone
is checking a connection. Yeah, and you're gonna have to head out soon because you got your other gig.
I do have another gig.
So what's your other gig?
It's Hector Lewis's fuck, I forgot the name. Laugh something on MNN.
It's not Big Talk and Brewskis. Before you go, because I know you gotta head out, but where can everyone see you next, follow you on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter?
I'm bouncing around all over New York for the next couple months. Might be heading to DC soon. I'm not sure. Follow me on Facebook as Chewy May Comedy, Twitter as Chewy Comedy, and Instagram as Chewy May.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. I don't want you to be late because I know, you know, it's another on-camera thing. You said you gotta head at 6:30, but
Trains are fucked up today.
Really?
Yeah, buddy.
This is the Midtown, like 50 something Street. At the
M&M. On a 2 train, yeah, you might need to.
Yeah, you probably should. I don't want you to be late. Okay.
Before you go, can you say peanuts for us?
Peanuts. I'm not an immigrant. Like, can you say a word for us?
Hold on. I went to kindergarten.
I'm born and raised in this country.
I can dance.
Dance for me, little Asian. Say words in the accent. Do I miss one? I saw somebody post.
How do you say chop suey?
Chop suey. Oh my god, his muscles are out.
I know, right?
He's all.
I feel so out of shape. I ain't even gonna lie.
It's like he's I'm just really like, oh right yeah, now. Let me just shake my pecs. I feel
right.
so. Out
I'm
of
so
shape.
Out of shape right now.
Shaking his man pants.
No, I'm very. It's different shapes, right? You got being able to run 4 or 5 miles shape, and then you have just like looking all right. You know what I mean? I'm neither right now. I fell off.
When's the last time you worked out? Because we know how you are today.
Oh, me too. Yeah, that's so. All right. Do you guys want to ask me the last time I
When's
worked
the last
out?
Last time you worked out, Marissa?
That would be November.
What'd you do for your workout? No, it depends. Sometimes it takes a while to recoup from intense workouts. What'd you do?
I use the elliptical.
Oh.
That's my joint.
For somebody that doesn't like the sweat, that's a.
I did that thigh thingy.
The abductor.
Yeah,
the adductor. Adductor.
It's up to you. You can do whatever you want.
It's your gig.
I just don't want you to be elite, but you do whatever you want.
Chug it.
Like chug, 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 chug. Chewy, chewy. There you go. She's like, I almost did it. I almost did it.
That was a chewy chug.
Like, woo!
Chug it.
Jason Cross said swallow. So shaking his man pecs. Ladies, call it now. 227-4646 before one of these
get
two
people. Get a taste of those pecs.
One of these two get Jason Cross.
Chug.
No, she's done. She's like, I don't know.
You,
wait,
okay. You do you.
You sip it if you want to.
You do peer whatever pressure. You want. Okay. But, So I did the thigh thingy.
That doctor. Did you do in or out?
I did both.
Oh, shit.
Yes, I did both. Because I like balance in my life.
Yeah.
I did that, like, pull down thingy. Bye, Chewy.
Bye.
I did, like, the pull down thingy.
It's called pull downs.
Okay, that thing. And then I did like that thingy.
It's called flies.
There
flies,
you go.
Yeah.
And then I did like that thingy.
Tricep extensions.
That one.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
I do none of those. I just like cardio. Like I just like to focus, do an hour elliptical, and then I walk out.
Well, I don't sweat when I'm
in cardiovascular shape. I gotta say.
Yeah, I did 5 miles today.
Oh,
straight hour.
Like, for real.
Oh no, like it because I don't sweat when I'm doing this stuff. When I'm on the elliptical, and I cannot get on a treadmill.
No, treadmill by itself, that's a different beast.
Like, I love the treadmill.
I can't like the do treadmill?
The treadmill. No, the it treadmill, makes me so I feel dizzy. Like I'm going to fall the fuck off.
Yeah. I'm so dizzy on a treadmill, and I feel like I can't walk for like an hour after. I'm like punch drunk. Like the whole last, I'd say it was like 5 days in a row, I was like falling, sometimes sober, sometimes not. But I was like falling and tripping everywhere, and like I was like drinking, but and I was out with some comics, and I fell like twice. And it's really not because I'm not a fall down kind of girl.
Did you ever leave your drink sitting by yourself?
No, I don't do that either because I'm OCD.
Okay.
And but like I kept like falling, and I'm like I'm dancing and I'm falling and like.
Well, I was gonna say I need a context of when the fall happens. Like, are you walking down the street and falling?
I was dancing and I fell.
Okay.
And no, I was
like doing a move, you just like you're busting it like a move, and then you fell. Or are you just?
No, like I like busted a move and I fell.
Okay.
And then I fell coming into the place like one time because I went outside to have a cigarette and I fell like. I was trying to walk in, and then I fell on the table that was close
what
to the door.
What song was playing? Was it Culture Club, I'll Tumble For You?
No. But, so then I was trying to figure out, like, what the fuck I thought, like, you know, like, maybe I'm having, like, a brain tumor or some shit. Then I was at work, and I was sitting there, and I tried to get up from my chair to go to the bathroom. Now, I'm 100% sober, and I could not move my feet. And then I realized that I had been wearing the same boots for 5 days, and the zipper pull on the inside of the boots had gotten hooked together. So like I was like falling because the zipper pull kept like getting hooked together and like tripping me.
Oh, wait. So like, then you fell at work in front of people at work?
I was in my cube.
Oh, okay, great.
Because like I got up out of the chair and I like fell forward onto like my keyboard, like both hands on the keyboard, like oh shit, like why can't I move? And I'm like
you had to make sure nobody else saw you.
And then I'm like, why can't I move my feet? And I literally like my feet were like stuck together, and I looked down and like
and some racist ass like, shoes, they shackled you.
It was like what the shit.
The slave shoes, they shackled you.
Those are the Amistad collection.
Like your shoes shackled you, god damn.
That's crazy. You're going to throw them away.
Yeah, I can't wear them anymore.
You're like, oh, no, I'm not wearing those.
Put some tape on the outside.
Right. It's like, it, so now I'm wearing my Toms. But, yeah, no. So, like, that was strange. So, now, Jason, how was your week?
It was like a wave. I started it out in Florida, and it was, like, 80 or 90 degrees, and I came here, and it was raining and shit.
What part of Florida?
And I was, like, warm. St. Augustine. The Fountain of Youth is there. I never knew where this shit was. It's in St. Augustine, Florida.
There's a Fountain of Youth? Like, yeah, for real?
Are you younger now?
It was the original Fountain of Youth. And it's like a tourist place now. People go and splash water on their face.
Did you splash water?
Of course.
Of course.
Did you take
water? No, but you know, I'm not gonna lie. The water smelled like formaldehyde. Like, it smelled like, really? You know, smell a perm before? It smelled
like that.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So I was like,
don't know what I just did to myself.
Right?
Yeah, that water did not smell fresh.
We're black. We already got the Fountain of Youth.
Exactly.
Then I went to, like, because it's the United States' oldest city. Settled in 1565.
Okay.
And I went to the oldest jail. That shit is cruel and unusual punishment. Because, like, from the back of your chair to the back of my chair, from here to, like, here was the cell. And they put 8 motherfuckers in that cell.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
They two just, top like, bunks. Stacked? So it was one lower, one high, one lower, one high. And they so it's two a bunk. And oh, it's no mattress. It's like the hard steel shit.
Oh,
that's
shit.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
It was fucking horrible, shit. Dude. And like the little thing to walk through was probably like this length, and they didn't have running water at the time. They used buckets.
Oh, what? Wow.
Yeah.
Where'd they pee at?
In the bucket.
In the bucket. Wait. So they gave you water in the bucket? Like, how did they give you water then?
I guess they probably had cups and shit for that.
Oh.
But those cells were littlest. Imagine this with like one person here and then 4 people above us, and they like, yo, pass the bucket, kid.
It's just like, oh. Yeah.
And they only get the shower once a month.
Once a month?
That's funky.
Yeah. That's real funky.
It's fucking disgusting. It working
smell
all
like the A-train earlier.
that shit, funky, man. It just gave me like slavery flashbacks. So I was just like, damn.
Oh, well, yeah.
They were in smaller shit than this.
Yeah.
That's
and didn't
crazy.
Get food. And oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I had a funky moment this week. I was doing a gig, and it's funny because, like, I didn't really, like, know the comics that I was doing. I only knew one of the comics because they were improv, and I don't really know that many improv people. But, like, we were about to go in the bar, and they're like, oh, yeah, there's somebody in the bar that's missing an eye. And I was just like, what? And so then I was like, okay. And you know, and I know, like, I'm OCD. I've got my own shit about stuff, and I know it's not their fault that they're missing this eye. But I was just like, oh. And they're like, no, it's the bartender. I'm like, the bartender? I'm like, so, like, he's just gonna have, like, eye pus, like, dripping in my beer? Like, what's happening? And so then she's like, oh, no, he's got a... And she's like, oh, no. And I'm like, but he just has, like, an empty space where the eye's supposed to be? And so then she's like, no, no, he's got an eye patch. I'm like, but then what about the pus? She's like, he's got a paper towel underneath it. And I
wait,
thought
pus comes out of empty eyes?
Sometimes.
I don't... Well, that's if it's freshly empty, right? I mean, like, if it's 2-3 years, that shit should have healed. It should be like...
Because that's how... I was going to say, I saw a guy on the train, literally right on the way here, with just, like, he had, like, a black hole right here. It was just, like, he's missing an eye.
Pus doesn't come out.
I don't know, but, like, it's like a train wreck. You can't, like, not look at it. Like, I was like this, like, trying, like, not to look at it, but I was just like...
And then your eye hurts.
Right, then your eye starts hurting. It's like a weird, like... Like, you start, like, oh, watering, like...
Like, do I have both? Yeah, they're both.
I got both eyes. Thank you.
No,
damn,
it turns...
like, close one. Try to imagine going around with one eye. God damn.
Yeah.
I don't think it's not that bad. I can't see Marissa.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad.
I'm going to sneak up on you.
Right, okay. Right. But you definitely need to look out for more. It's New York.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
It's just certain afflictions, I feel like, though, that if you have, like, why would you live here? Like, you'd be seeing blind people all the time.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
This is not the
but
place.
But I also feel like fine, it's though. New York, so, like, half of those blind people aren't blind.
Oh.
They're probably just legally blind?
No, I mean, they like, they're it? Just faking blind.
No, I used to work at Outback on 23rd Street, and there's, like, a blind associate, like, a blind association, like, a couple of, like, doors down.
Oh, and on they, 23rd and,
on 23rd
like,
and 6th Avenue. Yep. Yes. And they, like, have, like, every year they all go to Outback, and literally we had, like, 50 blind people. They're really blind.
Do they?
Some of them.
Do you ever bring them shit? And they be like, I. They go, I ain't one of this shit.
As I said, surf and turn.
No, what a fucking tell back. You tell like, how do you want your steak prepared? Like, how do you know how it's prepared? Like, you gonna taste it?
Like, I taste the blood.
This is not rare.
You're going to hell.
This is fucking hell. Pork. This ain't beef. I no. said sorry,
and then they wanted separate checks.
Did they get the check and just look at it?
Wait, was that's not my
Braille?
Check.
Yeah, I feel like you should probably
have... fuck that. You know, I never thought about that. They don't have checks in Braille.
You probably should have Braille checks.
They should fight for that.
Do that?
I'm going to get what a lawsuit so they have checks in Braille.
What's the system for that?
You got to have a register that can do both.
Because blind people, that's discriminating.
You
got to
be bad and bougie. You got
to
do both.
Yeah, because I literally had to tell them what they their checks were. So
yeah, because like you could have lied.
I came out, yeah.
I'd have put an extra $5 on everything.
$85. But it's I had a $25 like, thing. Like,
how you know? Because like, the menus aren't even in Braille.
No, yeah. We have Braille menus. That's okay. Why they come.
That's the
they
only
have
place
Braille
I've
menus.
Ever heard of having Braille menus.
Yeah, we have Braille menus because okay. They cater to them specifically.
Huh?
But no Braille checks.
Yeah, no Braille
checks. You
should
have Braille checks.
Yo, somebody
best believe gratuity was on all
if
them
you're
checks.
If you a lawyer, get that lawsuit going. Get that class action going.
I feel like I should sue for them because like that's ridiculous.
Get that
like,
class action going. They
like,
should have
how
checks
do you not
Braille.
Have Braille checks? But I never thought about it before.
Yeah.
Because like you have to have like a big stall in case somebody has like a wheelchair. Like you should.
Yeah,
be
wheelchair
able.
People get all the hookups. Blind
yeah,
people
blind
don't get
but
shit.
You know what's real fucked up is how many times the elevators are out on certain stations. Could you imagine if you were in a wheelchair? And oh yeah, this elevator's not working.
You gotta go like 20 blocks.
What do you gotta do? You gotta go 20 blocks now. You gotta wait for a bus now. Like we think that we be having like
you gotta
delays.
Them tricks. Yeah. Put on that seatbelt and.
Yeah. No, that's crazy.
Because not all stations have elevators, do they? Just the main ones, like 34, 42nd.
I'm pretty
most
sure
of
you,
them,
if you're out on Nostrand Boulevard in Brooklyn, I'm pretty sure that motherfucker don't have an elevator.
No, I think that they all do.
Really?
Yeah. I think
but
that most of New York is wheelchair accessible.
Or
most
like
of
urine.
It.
Oh, yeah.
Not all of them?
I would never get in the elevator for a subway station. Like
they scare me.
Yeah, because no. like... like being stuck in an elevator. It's like one of my
right. Like I already don't like elevators.
Right.
Let alone like being stuck in a funky subway elevator.
Oh no, no. They probably it's probably just like shit on the walls, caked in. Like
from years
you know.
Though. Like you're not talking about fresh air. We talking about 80s.
Yeah, like that's like
shit from the 80s.
They don't clean anything here.
They got like
here.
Keith Harrington shit on the walls. Like it's crazy.
I mean, it depends on where it's at.
It's still asbestos from the World Trade Center on the streets around here. You know that? They
no,
don't
I
clean
do
the
not.
City well.
Yeah.
I mean,
but
well,
like, how would they clean
huge.
It? It's
what
so
are you
big.
Supposed to clean it with? Like.
Plus, I feel like people don't know how to clean stuff. Like there was.
They don't want to. Would you want to clean feces?
No, but I'm just saying. Like they don't. Like in right. general,
how
like
you paying me for that.
Like, I saw somebody trying to use Lysol because they were freaked out because someone had lice. And I was like, you do realize, like, lice is a bug. Lysol is for, like, bacteria and viruses. You're not going to kill an insect with Lysol. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, you'll kill salmonella with Lysol, but you're not going to kill an insect with Lysol. Like, if you sprayed Lysol on an ant, you're not going to kill it. Like, people just don't know. Like, they don't understand. Like, you know what I mean?
If you spray, it depends on how close you are to it.
Well, that's if you got that aerosol shit.
And you're this motherfucker sprayed a rope with Lysol one night.
Right, the air freshener.
Because
spray that motherfucker on air freshener hard enough.
But, like, I mean, just in, like, general terms, though, like Lysol is not going
to
kill lice.
No, you saw, like, that commercial, that bleach commercial.
It might, though.
It's
there's so much poisonous shit in there.
I'm not going to bring lice anywhere near me.
Lysol might like, kill the human. You
it's like, you know,
home.
It's like you can't
enough
kill
of
a
it
bed
probably,
bug with bleach.
Drowning
it's
in
like,
Lysol.
Yeah, that's not, it doesn't.
You can't kill bed bugs with bleach?
Wait, I thought you could.
I thought bleach kills everything.
Bleach in super hot water. I thought if you had bed bugs.
Yeah, that's
no,
like.
No, like if. That's like if you're like hot. Submerging shit. But I mean, like if you're just like take a like a
like a mattress
sponge
no.
or something. Yeah.
If you spray ammonia on it, I thought it killed him.
I have not heard
no,
that.
No, well, I think you would have to like yeah, like she said, submerge the whole thing.
Yeah,
in,
because
like, in ammonia.
It's really more
like,
drowning.
The whole mattress in ammonia.
What? But that's why you got to throw that shit out.
Yeah.
Did some plastic.
You learn that real
out.
Quick. Like, oh wow, that's a nice. Nope, don't yeah. take that home.
Because essentially, yeah. what you need is an insecticide. It's not like you know, it's not a
bomb.
Virus. But
that's
like,
why I don't sit on my bed in outside clothes.
Oh no!
I barely want to sit on my couch.
I take all my outside clothes off and put that like you have like house clothes.
Yeah. I never sit on my bed.
Yeah,
in outside clothes.
I put my house clothes on. Like as soon as I walk in the house, I put my house shoes on.
Mm-hmm.
Then
house
I go
shoes.
Change.
Yep. Then you change
into my house clothes.
Yep.
In my house shoes, and then I can start sitting on shit. But otherwise, right. it's just like I can go to the bathroom and the kitchen, and that's I can't sit on shit.
Right. Everybody knows what house clothes are, clothes you wear in the house.
Yeah.
You just be going around the street.
That might be a black thing.
That I was going to say, I feel like that's a black thing. We got to explain that to.
Yeah.
You I know. Had a white friend. He would stand on his bed in outside shoes. I was, that motherfucker.
What? No, yeah. I had a friend that would put, like he would come over and he would have his shoes on and put them on the coffee table and just have his shoes. I'm like, bro.
Yeah.
Like that? No. No, 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 no.
Yeah, no.
Take your shoes off my motherfucking coffee table.
I like, or they'll put their like purse or their book bag on the bed. It's like you
that's
put
a dumb shit.
It's mm-hmm. like you put your book bag down on the subway on the floor. Like you know, you
who
got,
puts
like,
your book bag down on the floor? I don't understand when people put down stuff on the floor on the subway.
I put it on my
either.
Feet.
Like,
it's like
put
yeah.
it down next to you.
I put my book bag on my
no,
feet.
I be that's seeing motherfuckers have takeout food and put it on the floor.
Yeah. It, but then they're going to put that on their bed. Like,
no,
even if
they're going to eat the takeout food.
Yeah, but like, even if you take
you don't know
your book
shit
back.
Is on the
exactly.
fucking subway floor.
Hello.
I've seen people use the bathroom on the subway. I hate holding the bars most of the time. I surf that shit.
Oh, the best is when it's so crowded oh, yeah. that like the like all the people are holding you up, then you don't have to touch shit because everybody's right. just holding you
I
up.
I feel like the ceiling probably has like less just because there's like less people
nah,
going like
man,
this.
They be doing all
but
kind
still,
of
there's a lot of tall people.
But still,
sometimes they
no.
use the bathroom to catch the Holy Ghost.
Oh my god. Ew.
I can't reach the ceiling.
Oh yeah.
I can barely. Barely.
Can you?
No. Me, it's like barely.
Like, I'm just kind of like.
It's not that high. It's like.
Yeah. How tall are you? 6 feet. Okay, that's. Well, yeah, it's more. Yeah, it's like.
Yeah, but like you're right. 6 feet and you're then your arms feet, so that's are like how long?
Right. So I'm 5'7.
I'm 5'3.
Literally, it's
three.
Like the length of like my arm. Like, that's like where the roof is.
Gotta get you some boots, nigga.
What? I got
he
those
can
on.
Reach it.
Right,
I can
reach
it.
She can't reach it.
Oh,
it can. But barely. Like,
I kind of want to get boots. I always wish I was taller.
Why can't you get boots?
I want to get snakeskin boots.
Okay, right, get some snakeskin boots.
Why is this a problem?
Dude, what's the problem? No, I got Doc Martens. I wear them in the summertime.
Yeah.
With some shorts. You know, it makes my ass look nice. I like it.
Juicy.
Right. But I got different demographics, so, you know. Mm. If you wear some boots, some snakeskin boots, yeah, you might be getting some looks.
Wow. Yeah, you'll get
he's
new
like,
fans
yeah,
just inviting
to
shows.
Come to the show, see me performing my snakeskin boots.
Right. These muscles out and some snakeskin boots? Yeah.
Nah, I've been there, man. Like when I shot Playgirl, I saw that shit, man. In HD.
Wait, what?
2006, I shot Playgirl. No frontal nudity, though. But I was walking through Chelsea one day. I was amazed at how many men read that magazine. I thought women legitimately read it at first.
No. Right. That is.
I'm
right.
Serious. I thought.
No. Reality
this
check.
Was 2006.
Boy,
I was still in my, I was still in my 20s.
Yeah, you was real naive, brother.
Yeah.
Right. Women, I feel like, don't really watch porn like that. Like, do they?
I don't know. Do you?
I'm not that into porn.
Yeah. No. Porn's like a guy thing.
Like, I'm not saying I've never seen porn, but, like, for me, like, I would much rather be, like, spending the time and effort, like, being in that space and time than watching somebody else in that space and time. It's like, why am I watching you fuck? I could be fucking. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't see the point.
But do you masturbate, though?
I mean,
like, sometimes, don't you go to comedy shows?
Like,
do you go to comedy?
Comedy shows,
she's like,
right?
No, I'm on them.
Like,
so.
I really enjoy like, that.
It's like, not so
when
much.
When will you masturbate, you watch porn? Or do you like,
no.
You, oh, you're like this
I
one.
Got my own spank
you pull, bank. You pull from memory.
I pull from the memory. Yeah. You got to keep your creativity working, bro.
That's porn.
It's just like, you know, there's always like a particular experience that you remember that was great, or like a person that you're like, you know, want to put in that space and time. But like the watching the porn, it's just like, I don't, first of all, I feel like porn is very like male centric to begin with. And mm-hmm. It's like, it's all shit that like guys want to see. And it's like not anything like I'm interested in. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's never like a.
You never watch him like, oh, he just smacked in the face with his dick. This.
It's like, know? Oh, yeah, that's so dreamy. Like, it's like, no, it's just like, that's like immediate like buzzkill. It's just like, oh, I wish he would. Like, it's like, I'll kill this mood. Like,
wait, what did you just do?
I was like, what did you just say to me? Why are you spinning? Like,
why are you spinning? Like, wait, hold on.
Wait.
Suck that white dick.
It's like, whoa.
Whoa. Had that happen, I was like, okay.
It's like, all right, time out. Get the fuck out. Like, you know.
Wait, you just said you had that happen to you?
Yeah. This guy was
don't
giving
lie,
him head.
Said
no,
you
I'm being dead serious.
Don't lie, said you stopped, though.
I paused. Because I was low-key offended for a second, but I was like, you know what? I'm already here in this space and time. Just continue. Because if the shoe was on the other foot, you say, yeah, suck that black dick, I probably, oh, yeah.
It's like, you're going to suck this black dick.
Right, yeah. Ooh, okay.
Why'd you get offended, though?
I don't know. It's just something about him saying, yeah, suck that white dick. It's just like.
How did it make you feel?
Oppressed. It's like, wow, this is how my great-great-great-grandfather must have felt.
That's what it feels like.
Like, I like it, but I don't like it. No.
It's like, yeah,
did you say something to him afterwards?
No, I just didn't call him back.
That's your MO, though. Did he have on a ski mask?
That's a wrestling mask.
Was it in the foyer?
I remember that story.
This
no.
nigga got Lucha Libre.
Yes, no, he was not. Yes.
I've never had like somebody like say that to me. I've had like guys be like, "Oh, like I'm your dirty bitch," like I'm your slave, that kind
they
of
say
stuff.
That wasn't your ex boyfriend, right?
No.
Okay. Them those be those masochist motherfuckers that you gotta watch.
Yeah, they'll just be like, "Oh, I'm your dirty bitch," like you know.
Again.
But yeah. We actually, do you guys want to like take a quick break and then we'll start with the next segment?
Yeah.
All right.
Why the hell not?
So you guys, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back with new guests. So, this is Big Talkin' Brewskies. I'm Marissa Smith, Ronnie Daniels, Jason Cross. We'll be right back. Happy Friday.
Oh, Yeah, big talking brewskis. Marissa Smith is who you see. Water cooler combo in here. Crack a cold one, we're on the air. Big talking brewskis. Marissa Smith is who you see. Water cooler combo in here. Crack a cold one, we're on the air. Kicking back, having a few beers, we're chatting. Pull up your chair, we're all relaxing. Any subject, we never dismiss. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith. Comedy, sex, relationships, more. Any subject, we got it in store. Big talking brewskis is coming in live. Crack one open, Marissa has arrived. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith.
Don't nobody want to work on their birthday.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Big Talkin' Brewskis. I'm still Marissa Smith. We still have Rodney Daniels with us.
What's up, guys? Happy Friday.
We still have Jason Cross with us.
I got kicked out of my seat.
He did. He got kicked out of his seat. We have Carter Ford with us.
Hello.
So now, Carter, how was your week?
It's going well, yeah. I just had tech week for the show, and then we decided to reschedule it. So a lot of stuff went down. A lot. There were walls were falling apart. Cops came in because this place apparently lost their liquor license.
Ooh.
And then there were rats like running across the floor too, and we were just like, yeah, we're gonna find a new place for this right now. But yeah, so that was mostly my week.
So what show is this that you're talking about?
It's called Humans Playground. It's an art party. So you come, you know, it's like a regular party that you can come to, dance, drink, and, you know, so on and so forth. But in addition to that, there's a through line and a story. So there's an immersive theater piece that Gabby and I acted in. And basically, throughout that, there are also 17 choreographed dances that happen, like, surprisingly throughout the evening, kind of like a flash mob.
Okay.
And a lot of them have to do with the story, and some of them don't, and all of them had to do with the theme change, and then there's even a band set that happens during the party. So the whole thing just happens at the party, and then the play that you can watch with these two people is a date that they're on at this party, and all the ups and downs that they have, and then some of it is represented through dance throughout the show.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
So now are you're the director, the writer, the
So I wrote the theater piece and I come.
Hi. And we've got Gabby with us.
What's up?
How are you?
I'm good. Sorry, I'm a hot second late.
No worries.
What's up, guys?
Yeah.
That
no
fucking
problem.
Train.
Did you want a beer?
No thanks.
Okay. Carter was telling us a little bit about the play that you guys are in.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're saying that there's the two people are going on a date.
Yeah. So two people. The point is they meet on a subway, on a subway train, and then basically what ends up happening is they he asks her out on a date, and she says that she doesn't want to go on the date because she has a dream guy, a guy that she's been waiting for her whole life, but she decides to go out with him one night anyway. And the whole thing happens in the party in quote-unquote real time with everyone that is at the party as well. And all the dances that they see are all the dances that they would usually see at this art party, but some of them pertain to the actual story itself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just your modern day subway love story coming at you.
Yeah, no, that sounds like fun. So
yeah.
I feel like you didn't, like, so now, did you direct this? Did you write this?
So I co-directed it with a girl named Sarah Hurley, and I wrote the script for just the actual immersive theater piece. In addition to that, I helped some of the choreographers figure out how they wanted to do the dance and how and what they wanted to do with it, and I also co-produce it with a guy named Devin Ritchie.
No, awesome,
yeah.
Awesome. And so now, Gabby, how do you come into play in the play?
I auditioned for this lovely piece. Devin and I went to school together. He went for dance, and I went for acting. So he asked me to audition and booked it.
Booked it.
Nailed it. Yeah, and then we've been working on it and kind of working together to find these characters and find a story and a connection, and it's been really fun.
Yes. Yeah.
So now, who is your character?
My character is Kiwi.
Okay.
Kiwi.
Her name's Kiwi. She's an actress and a waiter, so
And a pathological
me.
Liar.
And yeah. a pathological liar.
And so are you really an actress? Or are you really a waiter?
Are you really a pathological liar?
I might really
liar?
Be a pathological liar. Yeah. Yeah, and that is my character. And I'm trying to, I'm like, he looks like my dream guy. So I think he might be my dream guy. So I'm trying to figure that out while not letting him on to it. And while falling in love with him, or maybe I'm making that up in my head. I'm a very confused girl.
Okay.
Okay.
So now you two are on the date together.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right, cool. You're, so the pathological liar was giving a tell. So it's like, say no
wait,
more.
Wait, say no more. Wait.
I shall
on.
Kill you. So no, that's awesome. So now, when does this come out?
So it's supposed to be this weekend, but as of right now, we're seeing if we can reschedule it for May. If we cannot reschedule it for May, then we're looking for later in the summer.
Okay.
So we're trying to figure out if we want to help this space get better and, you know, figure out a way to still work out and, you know, go in and help them clean up and figure out all the electrical and, you know, building issues that they have, or if we want to just find a new home for the project that we're doing. So this basically this will be our third year doing the show, and we just want to make sure that we actually do it this third year, no matter when and where it is.
Cool. Very yeah. cool.
But yeah, but anyone can follow it at Humans Playground on Facebook. And they can see the information about the event on Humans Playground 2017. It does say the event is canceled, but it is being rescheduled. So
awesome. Awesome. So, Gabby, how was your week?
What's up? My week. What was my week? I did a lot of stand-up this week.
Oh, cool.
Oh, nice.
Stand-up comedy.
Where did you perform at?
I performed at Tall Days, which is in Jersey City.
Okay.
JC. First time I've been in Jersey City. And whoa, it's
right.
cool.
Yeah. I've lived here for like 2 years. I've only been to Jersey like 3 times.
See, I'm from Jersey, and then I vowed I would never go back. But then I had to. I was booked. I had to go back.
Yeah. I'm booked in Jersey.
Booked in Jersey. Damn it. But I went back, and it was a great show. And then last night I had a show at Dangerfields.
Okay.
Nice.
Which was awesome. He was there. It was
the
great.
Dangerfields, it's like so cool because it's got that like old like Rat Pack vibe.
Mm-hmm.
But like the thing about Dangerfields that freaks me out is the toilet paper in the bathrooms.
What?
The little teeny
it's tissues.
Yeah, it's like it looks like I should be dabbing my makeup with it. It's not
I'm thrilled
real.
You brought that up.
Yeah, it's like it's yeah. not real toilet paper. It's like literally looks like little rice paper that like you put on your nose when you're getting oily.
It's like you want to roll a little.
Yeah, I went to the bathroom a lot last night, but
yeah,
I just
but
peed.
You it's can't three pee. Guys. We're peeing.
We
yeah.
There's a lot more stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah, we don't use toilet paper when we're banned here.
I don't. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
I just that's like why do you guys just like drip and think that's
you don't
okay?
Use toilet paper.
What do you mean drip?
And just dap dap dap.
You just gotta shake it.
Yeah.
That's how.
Dap it too, man.
Dap it.
Yeah.
You gotta shake it. You gotta dap it. You gotta bop it. You gotta twist it.
Just
with a little toilet paper, just.
But
get,
like,
get
what
that
do you
head good.
I'm still confused. We talked about that.
All right. So, like, I
how
know,
does everyone pee? Tell us.
Yeah.
I dab with toilet paper afterwards.
Really?
Like, how do you get toilet paper? Because, like, I've been in several men's bathrooms for various reasons throughout my life.
Oh.
But, like,
always go in the stall, not the
I'd
urinals.
Like you to list
okay.
them.
Yeah.
Oh, see, okay. now I'm a urinal guy.
I like
extra
the urinal.
Gay.
I'm a clean penis yeah. guy.
I'm extra.
Right. Hello. I like to, like, you know, be sat in there. I might possibly see another penis. That's great. You know, it's like a win-win.
Like, I've known guys,
a bonus, just a little bonus.
I've known guys bonus. That have definitely, like, washed their hands before they pee because they don't want their, like, dirty Subway hands touching their dick.
Oh, damn. See, that's OCD. I've never yeah, really thought about, like,
that's a lot going on.
Right. I mean, but yeah, it kind of makes sense.
I don't
mean,
know.
But,
I don't think I would do that because after I pee, I always wash my dick.
Always.
Yeah. So, yeah, like, I'm already, yeah, and then I'm it's just like, all right, yeah. So.
Just in the sink right there in front of everybody? Sink,
like, so is that right, the so reason why you don't think you need
I'm
going to
follow
paper?
You in the bathroom next time.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, because I feel like dudes' public bathroom habits are disgusting. Like, you don't use toilet paper after you pee, and a lot of dudes just sit, like, bare ass on a toilet bowl when they're pooing.
No, not a chance.
No. See, no. Pooing is a whole other thing.
Poo is a different thing.
Do you use toilet paper
it.
Then?
I use baby wipes. Fuck a toilet paper like shit. That's like the
you
real shit.
You bring baby wipes with you?
I only poop at home, first of all. I have a thing, I can't poop in public, okay? Like, I just can't. Like, I don't like to do that.
I know people like that.
I can't.
Ronnie,
poop in
I think
public.
You can poop
I
in
mean,
public.
If I really have to, you know, the burrito's flowing and I gotta go.
The burritos?
you know, if it depends on what he's eating.
Right, no,
you
I don't know. When. It happens. You've never, like, had a Dunkin' Donuts cup of coffee and was like, whoa.
I don't fuck with coffee. Mm.
Jason Cross, everybody.
Sometimes he doesn't fuck with coffee.
Exactly. Yeah, I think you just lost. Yeah, lost a lot of money that you could have got on that.
No, but like bad coffee is like crazy because like, and I also feel like I know it the second I take a sip of bad coffee because mm-hmm. it tastes like every other coffee that put me in the toilet.
Yep.
Like you know, it's like you know, like you take
it's like if like you go someplace and the coffee just sits too long.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys are coffee
but
drinkers.
But you're caffeine, not gonna not drink it.
A diuretic.
You're still gonna drink it, but you just know that you're going where you need to go, you need coffee.
I just had terrible.
Would you drink bad coffee knowing it's bad coffee?
Yeah, because it's a dollar.
I gotta.
Sometimes I like dollar coffee
I'd
better.
I'd rather
than
have
I like
the caffeine and take a shit later.
Plus,
than
it's like you're gonna like lose a couple of pounds. It's like who doesn't mind a little extra space?
But doesn't caffeine always make you run to the bathroom? It's caffeine. It's a diuretic.
No. Have you ever shat after a soda?
No.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No.
You proved my point, Seth.
But it's more caffeine than a soda. It's higher concentrated.
But like tea has more caffeine than coffee, and you don't
Turkish
after
tea
does it?
Yeah. Like a regular like Lipton's black tea has like more caffeine than like a cup of coffee.
This is true.
Huh.
Yeah.
But why like, drink coffee then? Why not tea?
Yeah.
Because it tastes good.
Yeah.
Coffee is fucking disgusting. Y'all really
you know
like
what?
The
We're not
coffee?
Forcing you to drink coffee.
Yeah, no one's asking you to drink coffee, Jay.
You drink coffee too?
Drink this.
Actually,
drink this
I just
right
had
now.
Some terrible coffee this morning. And by terrible coffee, I mean this was all my fault.
Because I
was hungover as fuck. I woke up. I needed some coffee. I went to go make some coffee, but I realized I had made coffee yesterday and did not drink it. So it was still in there. And I was like, I'm gonna just microwave this up. And
I
did it, and I started drinking it, and like the first 10 minutes.
So that's why
I
wanted to be close to the door. Go on.
Yeah, and then the first 10 minutes, I just didn't taste the thing because I needed it, and then like I took like my fourth slip, my fourth sip, and I just went, oh my, and it was bad. And then later on I was out and about. I think I was about 2 blocks away from my house, and then I realized I had to go to the bathroom, and I ran into a place, and I really felt like I was about to shit my pants, but I still took the toilet paper, and I was like,
but that's the difference because I will not stop at a place if I'm 2 blocks away from my house. Nope,
you
I'm holding
back?
It and running back.
But like, what if you can hold it?
Let me tell you something. When I got locked up in L.A. and I had to shit in front of other people, I couldn't do that either. Or like
wait,
a random
toilet.
Yeah, because
you said you... How long were you in there? 3 days?
4.
You didn't use the bathroom for 4 days?
I didn't shit in front of people? 3 days. I finally...
The last one...
Was just like, I have to go.
The last day you cracked?
Yes, I did.
In front of people, did they watch?
They made eye contact, didn't they? I just closed my eyes.
They were like,
I think that's the last place you want to close your eyes on a toilet in prison.
Oh, God. Yeah. No. So that's, I can't.
See,
I would have ran.
My friend who shat in a prison a little while ago, he told me that all he focused on was cupping his business. Like he said as soon as as soon as he started taking down the pants, he like cupped the whole thing, got it in, and just like held it the whole time. And like made eye contact to make sure that no one was like peeking, and I was like, "Damn, man!" Like,
but
you know what I'm saying?
Usually,
like,
when they rape people, it's not for their penises.
That's what
for
I was
their
saying.
Ass.
But like, he was holding. He didn't want anyone to see. He was like, "I don't."
They're like,
see
"Put
this.
That in my ass, please."
How little was his
but, like,
dick?
Is that?
That he, could
he just one handed it. Yeah. He was like, "It covered more than
his
enough."
Dick is set down.
I don't want anybody to see how little my dick is. Right, because, you know, if you're packing shit, you know, I don't give a fuck.
Like,
make eye contact.
I wish you would, motherfucker. Yeah.
Don't you wish your dick was big?
Right?
Dump in prison. Good Lord.
Yeah, but like.
Did you make any friends when you were locked up, Rodney?
Yeah, he did.
God damn, brother.
Seriously? Were you in a holding cell with like a lot of people or like...
Well, because I was in the gay section. We talked about this. I was in the gay section.
And you made friends in the
and
gay section.
And yes, no, there was this one guy.
And they were all looking when he pooed.
He had a beard and he thought, he was like, I gotta go to go before the judge. They're gonna like not think that I'm gay. And like, he was like, can you like shave me? And I shaved him. I gave him a shave.
Really?
He laid on my lap and I shaved his face.
He laid in your lap and you shaved his face? So wait, why were you scared to use the bathroom in the gay section? I thought you were like in gin pop and it was...
No, just I don't like pooping in front of people. That's still like
gentleman.
That doesn't change like because like I'm in jail. Like there's a toilet and like everybody's in the room.
Well, it was one of those steel ones too with no lid.
Like a steel toilet like in front of everybody. Very First true. Of all, I don't like using public toilets. Second of all, it's just in front of everybody. It's a public toilet.
A steel one with no seat.
It's a public toilet in public.
In public.
Like that's
jail public toilet.
Yeah, it's steel, right? With no seat.
Yes.
Is that
there's no seat?
No, there's no seat.
No. There's not like an up and down.
How just, do you...
You're going to sit on that.
You really squat. It's all on the...
You got to
put all the legs.
The thighs.
Put all the toilet paper on it because it's...
I don't
like,
think
you do that.
How's jail?
You
don't even do
that.
How's jail toilet paper?
Would they just hand you little squares?
That's a good question.
I mean, well, no, it's... Yeah, it's like kind of like little square toilet paper.
That's what they give you.
It's like the toilet paper in Dangerfields. They took it from the prison.
Little squares don't work, though. Right, you need more than one square. Like, how many squares do they give you in prison?
Like, then I took a shit, then I just showered right after in front of everybody because the shower was just open in front of everybody.
Oh, so you were in a like big cell then.
Yes, yeah,
so
it was like a it was called the dormitory. Where it's like 30 like bunk beds.
So you gave a show. They got to see you use the bathroom and shower.
You put on a little show, you little
exhibition.
Was it a performance?
I mean, well, the shower part.
It was prolapse.
You're over here singing. You're like,
you know, the bunk beds are on one side, and there's like a window, and the shower's on the other side, so everybody can see you take a shower.
Damn.
Yeah. That's the gay section in LA.
A little like Bob Fosse. Like.
I mean, you know, I was just, you know, I was showering, lathering my body.
People just passing soap.
Did they break out into song like in a musical?
No, but when they did have like TV time and they played like videos and Britney Spears came on and these motherfuckers were dancing. It was crazy.
Damn.
What?
Yes. Yeah, that's the gay section in LA.
Sounds like Aaron Hernandez's cell. Go on.
Sounds dope. Actually,
speaking of which, how's that for a segue?
So now, all right.
Let's discuss this. I was ready. I was looking. I've been watching some stuff. And
I want to hit them. Read the letter. They just need to read it.
Yeah.
Because I'm finding this hard to believe.
If the letter exists,
what are we talking about?
So okay,
you don't know about Aaron Hernandez?
I need to know everything.
Okay.
Oh,
so you don't know anything?
I don't know anything. Who
is
that?
I know who it is. I just don't know what you're talking about.
Aaron Hernandez played for the Patriots, right?
Yeah. Yes.
He was professional football player, NFL. Football player.
Okay.
Puerto Rican, I think.
Puerto Rican.
That's very important to the story.
Tattoos, like what?
Eye poppy.
Sexy.
Tattoos, 6'4". Tattoos, sexy. Okay.
Rodney, calm it down, man.
Oh, he was hot, okay?
He was.
Sexy.
Oh, man.
Right,
thanks for painting that picture.
Eye poppy.
Okay, okay. Sexy guy. Got it. Football.
So, apparently, he was also gay. He had, like, DL, like... lovers,
bisexual,
and
gay.
One of them, like, he thought that they were gonna like tell or something, and he got murdered. Basically, like the guy got murdered.
Wait.
How long? I'm gonna tell everything.
Sexy guy didn't get
murdered. I'm gonna chime in.
He killed their boyfriends.
No, he killed a guy that knew about him.
That knew about his boyfriend, allegedly.
So thank you for saying allegedly. Jason's over here going, yo, he killed this dude.
He's in jail for that murder. That's the murder he's in jail for.
Is it still alleged?
But the guy, but
if you're guilty,
about him,
you fucking did it.
Driving his car.
No, so,
but
okay.
It's still alleged.
Because
right?
I've been.
Do you say alleged when it comes to OJ?
I'm gonna.
No, because people say alleged, but then when it comes to OJ, oh, he did that shit. But now Aaron Hernandez is fucking allegedly. Come on, man.
I'm alleging the fuck out of this shit because I'm not sure that I believe any of it now.
Okay.
So, like, all right. I
think he would kill to keep that secret.
But
it's 2017. Be free.
Let me get to that.
2017, but he's in football, though.
Marissa,
that's a very macho sport.
Marissa explains it all.
Okay. So, now, we got Aaron Hernandez. He's a Patriot. He got a $40 million contract. The same year he got the $40 million contract, he is arrested for killing Odin or Odell or whatever.
I thought he said OJ. I was like, Odin.
Semi-pro. Odin. He killed a semi-pro football player.
He's a semi-pro football player.
Can someone paint the Odin. Picture of Odin? Is he sexy too?
But see,
no.
How do you be a semi-pro football player?
He was sexy.
Not.
Like, they have like semi-pro leagues where you get paid, but it's not the NFL.
He's too many layers to this.
He also has tattoos, okay?
Yeah, but that was not his boyfriend. Okay.
Whatever. He's dead.
I think we can agree they're all sexy.
Now, here's the thing. Odin, whatever his name is, Odin is dating Aaron's fiance's sister.
Of course.
And he's like, yo.
So now.
I'm going to tell your girl you were sucking dick.
I'm going to say allegedly. Now, Odin is supposed to know that Aaron had a boyfriend in high school the same time that he's been with his fiance, because he's been with his fiance since elementary school. He's been with his boyfriend allegedly since high school. Odin knows this. Allegedly, Aaron is afraid that Odin's going to tell his girlfriend that he's bi, and so now they say that this is why he killed Odin. I don't believe this is the case.
Why are we here?
I don't believe this is the case, okay? Because Odin was driving his car that entire weekend, okay? You don't let guys drive your car that's not your
boy. He was driving Aaron Hernandez's car, okay?
When he got in the car with Aaron Hernandez.
But that is his brother-in-law of sorts.
Aaron Hernandez came and picked him up. But he said, I'm with NFL to his sister. That was a text message he sent to his sister.
Oh, he was probably hating on him,
because
too.
Because I got a little sister that if I'm
like, no, because he's semi-pro and he made it pro, so he was hating even more. It's like, I'm going to tell you suck dick, nigga.
Right.
I heard everything.
No, exactly.
He was hating.
So I think they were possibly fucking around, because you don't
You think he was fucking him and his sister? God damn.
That's how this
I don't think
get
he was
down.
Fucking his sister.
That's how they get down.
I think he definitely killed that dude. This we know.
I don't think he killed this dude.
Then who killed him?
Who the hell knows who killed him?
Don't they have like...
They're in Boston. Boston's mad racist.
Gunpowder
residue on his hands. Like,
people don't just be killing people just for no reason.
He didn't die racist.
You seen the movie
He didn't
Hurricane
die a racist
Carter?
Death, though.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
He died a hood street death. You know what I mean? He didn't die a racist death.
Right. Yo, dude, Denzel Washington was in jail for a long time in that movie.
In Aaron Hernandez's shoes for 2 seconds. I'm from the hood in Connecticut. I've just made
the hood in Connecticut.
What's in Connecticut? Yeah.
That's an action.
What's going on in that hood?
The hood in Connecticut.
He's from Bristol, Connecticut. He was allegedly
Hartford, motherfucker.
You know what? Now that you say he's from the hood of Connecticut, he didn't do that shit.
Right.
He's innocent.
He was on the Amtrak the whole time.
He's from Bristol, Connecticut. He was affiliated with gangs.
Was he down with the Foxwood gang?
OPP. So
the hiking club, that,
like,
the Mohegan Sun,
Hartford, like
Mohegan Sun.
It's just a maple leaf. Hartford.
It's a Hart and a Ford truck in front of it. It's like, I'm from Hartford.
Hartford.
Like, so now he's from the hood of Connecticut, because he's from Bristol, Connecticut. I just got a $40 million contract. I'm going out. I've got my boys from the hood. I go with an entourage everywhere. I'm not killing anybody.
But did you hear what his boy said? The one that ratted him out.
They said he's a limp wrist.
No, he said he said I wouldn't have hit the gun if I knew he was a limp wrist.
But here's the thing. Do you remember Puffy?
So that means he shot the dude.
But do you remember Puffy back in the day when he was out with J-Lo and somebody got killed? And
they blamed it all on Shine? I remember that.
Right. Exactly. Here's the thing. You're making $40 million contract. You're an NFL player, and you're a fucking, like, patriot. You're not taking the fucking hit if somebody gets killed. You've got a bodyguard or a boy that's going to be like, yo, I'll take this for you. Take care of my fam.
They do that till they find out it's a life sentence, and they be like, fuck that shit.
This is coming from a straight chick that ain't never been, like, with some DL dudes, okay? Let me tell you how they get down.
Yeah,
they will be
DL
fucking
dudes.
Around and, like, really want to keep that shit a secret. It's a mental thing. They like really, because
if that gets out, his career is over anyway.
Your career is over. You got to explain that. You got BM.
He can't be in the locker room.
Contract.
Right. You. It's just so many different things that go, like,
motherfuckers gonna write books.
Right. Exactly.
It's like so many different
the made for TV movie gonna come out.
These men are crazy when it comes to like keeping their shit on the low.
Yeah,
like, I can see them killing to keep that secret.
But I also,
especially when it's $40 million on the line. Oh, a motherfucker will
because he'd have lost all that, all those endorsements.
$40 million for killing somebody, or all $40 million commercials, somebody outing you with no proof.
But why don't you just pay the person instead of kill them?
Just use your $40 million.
Maybe didn't kill him.
Take a chunk out.
You're thinking like two females. Guys, don't think like that. Like,
because they got because
then you got another person
there.
That know. Like, they're like, "Which one we killing for?"
Then yeah. I gotta continue paying you all.
Why don't you just leave them in the middle of Connecticut and see what happens?
No, because then you gotta keep paying off the hitman.
The Hartford like hood's not that bad.
No,
wait. In the DL world, it does not work like that.
But
just the street world in general.
The street world in general is very similar to the DL world.
He can't pay off.
I had a guy threaten me after he made out with me a couple months ago.
He said, "You have to speak my name."
Like, he threatened me. He was like, because he went over, and I was dating this girl. It was his birthday, and it was this girl's friend. She was like, "Hey, you want to come out for my friend's birthday?" I was like, "Yeah, sure." Showed up. They're fucked up. And I was like, "Oh, great. I'm sober. You guys are fucked up." We started hanging out, and the whole day, like, and we're walking down the street, and he was like, "Yo, by the way, I'm straight." And I was like, "Okay.
Okay, great.
Thanks, man." Glad I know. And then he went outside to go have a cigarette, and I'm sitting inside with this girl that I'm dating. I started making out with her, and then he comes back inside, and he goes, "There is no way on my birthday that someone else is going to make out, and it's not me." And I was like, "All right." So then, like, he came over, and it looked like he was about to grab his friend, start making out with her, and then he grabbed my face, and he started making out with me.
Turn up.
Yeah, in which my eyes were just like this, and she's just laughing. I was like, "Oh."
Is that your first time kissing a guy?
No, I've kissed, like, four dudes.
but I'm like, damn, that's, like, shell-shocking.
Well, I was just confused because I was the best dude
that I hooked up with.
Yeah, well, and then later on, like, you know, he started going on about it, and then later on, like, she went to the bathroom, and he tapped me and said, "Just so you know, like, you have softer lips than she does." And I was like, thanks, man. And then as we started leaving, he asked out the girl that I was dating. He said, you know, he asked that girl out, said, you know, "Will you be my girlfriend?" While I was out
She saw him make out with you?
Yeah. And then later on, he came over to me, and he said, "Yo, just FYI, like, I'm sorry. I asked out, you know, this girl that you're dating." I was like, "Yeah, I don't care. This is like a second date, like, and she's your friend." And he was like, "Cool." And also, you know that thing that happened earlier? Like,
when you kissed me?
He couldn't bring it up. He said that thing. Yeah. And he was like, "Yeah, if just don't tell anyone about that. Like, and if you do, like,
I'm going to fuck your shit up."
I got some advice for you. You need to get a vest.
Get a vest?
Bulletproof vest. This sounds like some Aaron Hernandez shit. Right.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. These motherfuckers are crazy. He got $40 million on the line. He think about, like, I could lose all that.
All them Telemundo commercials going to go.
Maybe he's listening. I'll say his name right now. And
Don't do that.
Wait,
you're putting our lives on the line with your shit.
No, I really don't know his name, actually.
It's an interesting story.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think I told that story. I thought the last time I was here with you, I told that the first time a guy kissed me.
I never knew. No.
I told another story about that dude. You know what I'm talking about? That dude. I went to this party, right? I was at work. I was about to leave. And I texted my friend Sabrina. I was like, "Hey, do you want to hang out?" And she was like, "Yeah, sure. Buy a bottle and we'll, like, go by the water and hang out." And I said, "Sure." So I bought a water. I came all the way down here to Fidei. And then she was like, "Sorry, I'm going to a party." And I was like, "I just came all the way down here. Like, I live, you know, in Washington Heights. So I just came all the way down here." And she was like, "It's okay." So I texted another friend of mine. I said, "What are you doing tonight?" She said, "I'm going to a party. Do you want to come?"
That's fucked up. Sure. You came from Washington Heights, though, all the way.
That's
down
what I'm saying.
Yeah, there's water up there too. Mad.
Yeah, well, yeah, because she lived down here and she wanted me to come down. So
you should have met in the middle. It's always the key.
So then I went to a party, and then I showed up at that party. I found out it was the same party.
And she was there.
Yeah, and she was there. And then she was like, "Oh, I'm sorry. I just didn't know if I could invite you. But if you bought that bottle, we can drink it together." And I said, "Yeah, sure." And then I opened it up, and then I drank a whole bottle of brandy. And I went, "Oh, it's gone." And then realized that I probably shouldn't have drank a whole bottle of brandy to prove
a point. Yeah, that's never advised.
Why?
But it was a good point. Like, I was very happy. Everyone was like, "Shit." And then I walked away. And then
you're like, "Oh, you want this?"
I might die tonight.
And then I walked away, and then I went over to the girl who actually invited me. We started
only the godless get alcohol poisoning. Go on.
We started drunkenly making out, and then this guy comes over, taps me on the shoulder, and says, "You have some nerve coming here." And I was like,
"What is this, a 1920s movie?"
I said, "What? Why?" Yeah, and
look at that gams on that one.
Yeah, and then
I got some nerve,
because
kid.
You've been flirting with me for 3 years, and I was like, "What? What are you talking about?" And he was like,
you know, every time you see me, what do you say? And I say, oh, I say, hey, sexy. But I say that to a lot of people. And then he was like, well, you know what I have to do now? And I said, well, what's that? And he goes, I have to kiss you. And I went, well, I probably shouldn't have said this, but I said, well, if you have to. And yeah, and then he started making out with me. He brought me into a room, and then I had like a weird, I think I hit my head. I hit my head, and I pictured like five girls going down on me. And then I opened my eyes and realized it was just him sucking my flaccid dick.
What?
Yeah. And then I grabbed his
face.
How
do you always start off making out with a girl who end up with a dude, though? I'm starting to see a pattern here. You're like, right? Nah, bitch. Where's the muscle bound, guys?
This is me. I'm kind of... I'm coming out tonight. But no. So,
it's not on. It's not on the show. I'm into it. Like, yeah, how she look? How big was her titty? Then the guy came along. I'm like,
yay. That's Rodney's type of show.
No, yeah, but then the end, I grabbed his face. I looked him straight in the
eye.
You
might have a chance.
You're fucked up now. Rodney finished that vodka. He going to be like, he's just going to wait for you to kiss a girl now.
No, yeah, so I looked him right in the eye. And then I said, hey, man. I personally believe that you deserve to go down on someone who's thinking about you while they're going down on them.
That's romantic.
And then I got up, and I was so drunk my pants fell down, and I went and grabbed the door, but I couldn't grab my pants at the same time, and I said, hey, I know this might be weird, but can you button up my pants? And he came over, he buttoned up my pants, I went back to that girl, and then she said, you have some nerve coming over here, and I went, oh, I have all the nerve. And then I left.
She knows what happened?
I mean, I was making out with her, and then a guy came over. I had a conversation, and then he made out with me while I was still standing in front of her.
And then they went in a room together.
This is very true.
Okay. Oh, damn.
Yeah. I think the most interesting part about that story was when I found out that I had been flirting with him for 3 years.
Have you? Were you really? Like, did you even remember him, though?
I don't know. I say, hey, sexy to Rodney every once in a while.
Yeah.
I mean, look at him.
But it's true.
Look at me.
It's a cutie. I would say cutie. How's he just look dwarfs?
Oh, thank you.
But like, do you feel like you were like actively like flirting with these guys?
No. That's a pretty straight answer. I apologize.
Yeah. Nope.
No, I didn't. Yeah, I don't know. I just think. See, well, I mean, it was like this. Like, I'd walk down the street or I'd walk down like the hallway because yeah, it was like 3 years earlier, and I was in school with him, and yeah, we were walking down the hallway, and then like he'd be like, "Hey, Carter," I'd be like, "Hey, Shakshay." Keep walking.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And that's pretty much the end of it. I say sexy to Robbie all the time, too, and Robbie goes, don't do that.
Well, yeah, because Robbie's really straight.
Robbie's real straight.
It's mutual friend, really straight. So
yeah, he's real
but
straight.
But you don't, like, you know. Word of advice for straight guys, don't say hey, sexy to gay guys.
I stopped doing it about a year ago. So
yeah, good.
I'd recommend to everyone not do it.
Yeah.
It doesn't go well.
Don't feed them ice cream.
Don't give them liquor after midnight.
No, seriously.
Yeah, no, I mean,
don't
I
ask for a spot on the bench press.
Absolutely not. Right.
Because
then you switch. Exactly. Then I'm like looking up at your balls.
Is that,
not like,
is that hot though? Like they're sweaty and everything.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Yes. See, like, that's yes. Like, I don't know. I don't find sweaty, smelly balls, like, at all attractive.
See, here's the thing about being...
This nigga got an explanation, too. This is what's beautiful.
Because, like,
he's like, well,
thing,
here's the...
Right?
He have an argument already ready.
I do.
No, because, like, here's the thing. Like, we both like penis, but, like, I like clean penis.
But
like,
I got a penis. So I know how, like... You know, a penis sometimes can be sweaty.
I don't know.
Balls
I
get sweaty.
I like clean vagina, too. I don't, you know what I'm talking about. Like,
but you don't
like,
have a vagina. But I guarantee you, if it was two lesbians, they're like, oh, yeah. Sometimes vaginas don't smell, like, amazing.
Vaginas never smell amazing, but, like, it's just...
I know.
I know.
They're not
amazing, but my first girlfriend, I thought that all vaginas... tasted like what an armpit smells like after you get down a soccer game.
God
what?
Damn.
Because that was the first girl that I had ever been with. And I was like, all right.
She was not taking care of her business.
Yeah, it tastes like an armpit.
And then I got
Jesus.
To college, and then I went down on someone else, and I was like, what is this beauty? And it was a nice time.
That's a woman.
Yeah.
From a girl to a woman.
So
summer's
yeah,
Eve.
Yeah, but like, still, it's just like, I mean.
No, it's just something about some sweaty balls and playing basketball.
That's the worst.
Do you suck the ball?
That's the worst. Right?
You don't have high blood pressure, do you?
because like
just like Rodney begins to look like he got a story to tell. Let him be free. Let him talk because he about right, to tell us some shit. He's just like
go.
He just don't want to feel he don't want to feel awkward about it.
Well, actually, Rodney,
but he got a story to tell.
Tell a story.
I enjoy penises, okay? Just like the same way straight guys enjoy vaginas, like, and they look at the vagina and they enjoy that. I enjoy penises. Uncut penises, like, sweaty balls. Like, that's... There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't think I get turned on when I look at a sweaty vagina.
Yeah, are you more attracted to penises or balls?
That's a good question.
Penises,
good question.
Absolutely. Balls, like, not as much, but penises... Yes.
Do you want, like, shaved or just, like, you know, a little...
Either way, I like both. Uncut ones are a little bit more, like, you know, sensitive.
You ever see hair on a dick?
Like, yes. One...
I know.
Yes,
like,
I have.
Like, not, like, right up until the head starts.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, I have. That I've
seen. It's really rare, but, like, a line, like, under, like... It's a hair line, like under. It's weird.
It's like a happy trail, I but have it's not happy.
Yeah, on the dick.
Never.
How many dicks are you on?
Look at her hair like this.
On the dick.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, but here, that's an interesting surprise.
But what like, I've seen like just like a almost like a 5 o'clock shadow on the dick.
Yeah. Oh, no, like, no.
Yeah,
no.
It's like the dick has like hair like all the way down, but not like... Not like full on fur, but it's like, you know, like your guys
it usually
just
it stops
in.
At the base and like
yeah,
got
no,
dick.
Like this has got like hair on the shaft, and I was just like,
yeah, it's like a dog chew toy.
No. Yeah, no.
Did you just say no?
What about really big balls?
I was like, oh, you know, something real sorry, but I forgot I got a meeting in the morning. I gotta go. Like,
I got to go.
I gotta
I'm
go
so
now.
Sorry.
Do you like uncut penises?
No.
See, I don't care. I don't care about that.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's because I'm Jewish and like I grew up with, you know, snipped perfection penises. And it's like a little bit of a rebellion when you see something different. You're like, ooh, a turtleneck sweater. You know?
Yeah, I don't want that turtleneck. And they...
I don't know.
I feel so left out. Everybody's seen all these dicks except me. I've only seen one dick, my own. Oh, maybe my brother's in a bathtub as a kid, but... I'm left out. All you guys have all
You've
this.
You've never gone to the bathroom and peeked over just.
I don't look at dicks, man. No. Absolutely
fucking not. Instead of curiosity?
I don't know, Jason. No. I collect watches, and when I'm at the urinal, I try to look at a watch, but I get a peek of something else.
Not my thing.
That's okay. Yeah. That's all right.
That's right. Okay.
Not my thing.
We could change it.
Like, no, finish. I just feel like I don't have anything to add to this.
We could change
Jason,
it. Not
have you ever watched porn?
Oh, yeah. I've seen dicks in porn.
All right, so you've seen other dicks.
I kind of see them blurry, though, because I really am looking at the woman.
He's like, I'm not looking at
that
dick.
Yeah, but like,
I kind of blur my vision.
You've seen other dicks. That's my point.
Yeah, but not the kind y'all talking about. Jesus Christ.
Well, a furry dick should not be something on everyday
dicks occasion. Have like a lot of variety. Vaginas, I feel like, look like all the same.
No, there's different kinds of vaginas.
That's not true. Like
you got the meaty ones. You got the thick bone vagina.
You're wrong, man.
You got the big lip vagina, the small lip. Oh, vaginas is a bunch of them.
Look, Ronnie, I told you.
What is a thick bone vagina?
Snowflakes. What is a thick bone?
The front bone. Yeah, the front bone of the vagina.
I told you.
Usually, honestly, I don't want to be sound racist, but usually Asian girls have really thick front bones of their vagina.
What is a thick front bone? I don't understand what this is describing.
It's like it just comes
forward. You know, the picture the front of your vagina is like just
I've got
thick
a front
bone.
Of a vagina.
Yeah.
I have one of those.
I've got one of those. Now what am I here?
It's a thick front bone. Can you explain it better to me?
I can't even see your bone.
Yeah, it just comes out.
Well, we don't have one, so
it protrudes a little bit.
Wait, your pelvis does
like a nose?
Like your vagina.
The vagina, like right, you got the hole, and then like right up this part is fucking thick.
It's like a bone, and it's just like sticking out?
Yeah, somewhat, it protrudes a little bit. It's thick.
So you mean you can hold it like a lot of anorexic?
It's like meaty. It's like meaty.
No,
it's
bone,
though.
Bone.
It's bone. It's literally bone.
What?
I don't think it's bone, though, man.
Let me look
he
on my computer and find some old videos. I'll send it to you.
Ask Siri.
I'll find some
old
videos.
Find Siri.
A thick bone vagina.
Please.
Okay. Right, he said thick bone, not thick
researcher,
bone.
Find some thick bone vaginas. Oh, he's on the phone.
He's on
the phone.
No, Ronnie, I told
you
this. Hey, baby, send me a picture of your pussy.
Real quick. She had the really thick lips like Play-Doh. You know what I'm talking about?
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
like I went down, I didn't understand, they were very thick, and then I like, you know, like I took my hand and like I started rolling it out kind of like a pizza roller, and it made it a little further than half of her thigh. Like that's how far I got it before it snapped back.
Was she an alien?
I thought so.
That's real. Wait, real I'm specific.
Sorry. Wait. You know what I'm talking about? No.
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 Well, like,
no.
You have do you have lips?
I've got two well, actually three sets.
The point that I'm making is, you know, like they can, you can like push them out, right?
Yeah, okay.
And sometimes if you've ever tried, you can like pull it out a tad because it's a bit tangible.
Okay.
Or malleable, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
Ew. And there was just one specific person that I was with that it could just go out to like mid-thigh. Like that's how far
damn, that pussy lives
I could
that
stretch
long?
It. Yeah. Like
how long were her thighs is the real
stretch
question.
Stretch Armstrong.
To so like see, her knee.
She was probably fisted. How old was she? She was probably fisted.
She was like 20 at the time.
Mm-hmm. See.
Sad. That's sad. Actually.
I find you a
picture. That's sad. Yeah, hashtag sad.
The whole thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
How is? Yeah. That's
okay.
So I don't understand the young
like this part. I mean, no, it's not. But wait. Like this part, the bone is really
don't talk about
it.
Sorry.
The front part.
Okay. Wait.
Wait. I want to see a picture. What the fuck?
Well, it's not a thick bone one. It's just a regular vagina.
Okay. This is a regular vagina.
It's just a diagram.
Yeah. He's just explaining. No, it was an Asian. Looked up
Asian vagina.
My friend just looked up how you make a penis into a vagina a couple days ago, and he got freaked out.
Bruce Jenner
like
did,
a,
actually.
Like a
Caitlyn Jenner,
rather.
You know, Caitlyn Jenner was
snipped.
Fold it out, and then they make those.
Yeah,
lips.
I saw it on 2020.
Who?
Like,
what?
At least they can make that look
what?
Like a vagina.
They didn't have the surgery on there, but.
Not Kendall. Caitlyn.
Talked about
Caitlyn, yeah.
There's a Kendall. I was like,
there can't be any liquid in there, right?
Wait, Caitlyn Jenner.
You have to put your own liquid in there.
But, like, maybe they do, like, something. Yeah. But I don't know. Have you had experience with the post-op?
No, I don't do transgender. I'm gay.
So,
I like penises.
So I feel like maybe.
Sorry. No offense to all my transgender people watching right now.
No, we much love for the transgendered people. But, like, maybe they are able to, like, redirect, like, the fluid from, like, the scrotum there.
Well, no, but they take off the balls, right?
But, like,
can transgender have orgasms? Like, if that's you snip your balls, can you have an orgasm?
I don't know. I don't really think so.
Well, I think you can have an, like, an orgasm, I think, is, like, a neurological thing, whereas I feel
But if you don't have your testes.
Sensory. Well, no, you can have
no,
a.
No, no.
Have
like,
you never,
you
Jason,
have,
you never had a dry
sperm.
Orgasm?
That's the.
But that's what's stimulating. And a man is. That's what causes you to have an orgasm is the stimulation.
Is your testicles.
Well,
yes.
No. Well, so, Rodney, have you had a dry orgasm before or no?
A dry orgasm?
Yeah.
Like a wet dream?
No, like
no,
as in.
Dry
you're talking about
where
you just don't come. But
what do you mean?
You go through the motions but don't come.
Well, you have an orgasm and nothing comes out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's
well,
all
were
blood
you,
flow.
12?
That's all blood flow and.
That's like nerves and.
No, that's like round four.
there's nothing left. Yeah. No. Like
the bank is empty.
The bank is empty, but you want to continue to go.
No,
so
the bank
we're gonna try.
I don't think the bank needs to be empty in order to have a dry orgasm.
I mean, well.
Well, that's why people whatchamacallit. That's why they
you're
edge.
So weird.
That's what edging is. Edging is.
Wait,
like,
what is edging?
Edging is like when you get like right there where you're like kind of having an orgasm and then you don't let yourself.
Have
no.
one.
You don't like.
Okay.
You don't let it
you don't ejaculate.
You don't ejaculate.
Okay.
And
but then.
Just like, yeah. And then your balls, like, let it. It's a weird
But then eventually
you
can get to the point where.
She's like, what?
The blood.
Yeah.
What?
Your penis thinks that
oh my
you should
God.
Have an orgasm, right? But you stop before your testes can let anything out. So
right. So you
have
an orgasm
same, yeah,
without having ejaculation.
I know I just did this, but that's like the blood
and
doing
you,
that thing.
That's,
you know, like, when
yeah.
the dick's like.
Yeah. Juggling when you're juggling
like,
a little bit.
Someone's yet. Juggling your balls, yeah. and then right. you just don't come. That's what happens.
But then you can continue because you were just.
So that's like tantric
edging.
Sex.
It is like tantric sex.
That's
like,
exactly
okay.
what it is.
Exactly.
I don't know if that's weird. That's just.
No,
there's
I mean,
nothing,
I've had tantric
wrong
sex
with,
before,
well,
but, like, no
weird.
One called it edging.
Yeah, that's the game.
All these new terms.
Okay.
Right.
There's like, a gay version for edging?
All these new terms.
I mean,
like,
edging
is the gay version of tantric sex. Like, tantric sex is, like, two straight people, like, trying, like, not to, like,
both.
Yeah, no, I've done that, but like
same time
or at all.
Trying like not to come like, at the same time.
Edging is if like it was just you and like I was just focusing on your penis, like getting like, get to the point, like not.
I think he's flirting. Go on.
Just focusing.
Don't stop. No, I'm very.
What are you gonna do to his
That's
penis?
What you say. An edging. No, don't stop.
No, don't stop. Yeah.
Ooh. And this is Big Talking Brewskis. Yes. yeah. No, I because all
right.
You've
had, so you've had tantric sex before, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that is edging.
But what? Like, with tantric sex, yes. So like basically, it's a lot of like breathing techniques, and so like you're getting yourself to the point where you're just about to come, but you don't let yourself come, and then you like you get yourself to that point back and forth like multiple times, like the both of you, until you have this like one last like big crescendo where like this has been like hours worth of like foreplay and sex and like. Not coming and almost getting there but not getting there, and then like the last time when you're both like okay, like this is it, then like you have this like huge crescendo because like you've just built it up to like so much, like I was not able to walk for like an hour after. It was like so intense.
It's
super intense.
Do you have to take like yoga classes to it's train like a lot for something
of,
like this?
You do a lot of yoga breathing like for like when you're trying not to finish. Mm-hmm. So like it's like a lot of like, you know, taking like deep breaths in because like, you know, you're about to get there but you can't let yourself get there, and you're just like, you know, and you're just trying to, like, get
sensual.
It's, like, it's crazy. Yeah.
How do you find out about something like this? Like, is it, like, a YouTube tutorial?
It's all online.
Yeah, a lot of online classes.
Am I doing online?
Yeah, it's all online.
Read more.
BrooklynTantricSex.com. No, I'm just
kidding. Yeah.
.org.
Is that real tantric sex?
Yeah, exactly. And that's not even yoni massages.
Oh, that's another crazy thing.
What's that?
Yoni balls?
No, the massages.
Oh, I didn't even know there was a massage.
So, that's like, there's, like, different. Yoni massage.
I always get confused when
places
people go
past. Now. So, like, there's, like, it's, like, basically, like, vagina yoga. And so, like, you have a partner that is supposed to, like, kind of, like, massage your business. And then, like, it's about, like, you know, the lady, like, kind of, like, you know, deep breathing and like kind of taking herself in and then like coming or whatever. And these are supposed to be like vagina yogi specialists or something like that, which is just basically a happy ending for chicks. Mm-hmm. But they turn this into a whole cottage industry where it's like $500 a session or some shit. And it's just like, dude, you can totally find a dude at the bar that's going to do the same shit for like nothing.
See, but like, that's not true. Because the guy at the bar is going to go in and he's going to pound you. He's not going to like focus on your vagina like that.
It's not always
like,
true.
Not like really massage it and like.
You got to go to like a vegan restaurant that has a bar. Those guys are very generous.
That's very true. I hang out at vegan restaurants. And that's very funny. Do you, is that the only reason you go to vegan restaurants?
I've never been to a vegan restaurant.
But then you
walk right in.
Balls that you put in your vagina.
Oh, yeah. I know about those.
Yeah, no. Yeah, those like Benoit balls. No. No.
It makes it stronger.
Like,
I feel weird about putting
anything in there.
Like synthetic
that's not
objects.
Like a human.
I don't know.
Like gym equipment in my.
Especially if it's made in China. Shit might be toxic.
Yeah.
I have a friend who has one of those plugs that goes into a vagina, and it's like controlled by his phone. So like he like for his birthday, he asked his girlfriend to put it in, and then he could just turn it on whenever he likes.
Yeah,
that's weird.
Not my cup weird? Of tea. No.
But wouldn't you freak out? Like, what if you're like at
it's
a
an
meeting
app?
And then just out of nowhere you're like,
you just do dumb shit, just like.
You know
it's like your mom calls you, like, "Oh, how's your night?" It's like, "Honey, what's wrong?" I'm not
sure. Wait a minute. You're sick, like. So you have vibrators?
I don't use a vibrator.
I have a vibrator.
No foreign objects in your vagina at all.
Feels weird. Feels weird to me.
Like I don't.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
What, do you have thinks? Do you have those new?
No, I'm old school with a pad. Like, I just, I feel like if my body wants to expel it. Panty,
right? Those are the new period panties.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Let's talk about it.
Would you do that vibrating ring?
That was a real great event.
I've done that.
And did you like it?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Yeah. It wasn't bad.
Why?
Why? Because they're just like moving. Like,
I don't want to think about periods when I'm drinking my coffee in the morning.
Why not?
Well, neither do we, Rodney. Neither do we.
I only want to think about my period like once a month and be like, oh, cool. All right, I'm done.
Like, you just like, reminded you like, oh, yeah, that was you last week.
Yeah. I just want it to come and then I'm done with it. It's just like, oh, yeah, no baby. I'm good. All right, next month. Like,
thank God. Thank God. Thank God.
It's like, hallelujah. Okay, can I get on with my life? He is giving me the wrap the shit up face. But, yeah, you see, that's the wrap the this shit up face.
That's a nice face, though.
It's a nice, yeah, I like his face.
So,
no, 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 you don't.
Whoa! Damn! Don't try it, buddy. Don't try it.
I'm trying to wrap this shit up. Stop eating our wrap time.
No,
I'm not doing anything. All right,
Carter, where can everyone see you next? Follow you on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, the Snapchats, if you do them.
Yeah, no, just follow Humans Playground at Facebook.
And when is your next gig?
As of right now, well, I'm doing a lighting gig in Philly, but... other than that, I mean, you know, you can come out, see me, put up some lights.
Light show.
Yeah, light show. But other than that, I think everyone will really enjoy. And whenever we reschedule Humans Playground for, that'll be something that everyone will really, really enjoy.
Cool.
Yeah.
Gabby, where can everyone see you next, follow you on social media?
Cool. You could follow me on Instagram at @GabbyIsBrian. I don't know why that's my Instagram name. It's Gabby is the word. B-R-Y-A-N. Okay. And I do like 2-3 shows a month, stand-up shows. I have Bulb Comedy on YouTube, which is sketch comedy stuff. And then I have like a little website. That's just my name, GabbyBrian.com.
Okay. All right. Rodney, where can everyone see you next?
I'm going to be performing with Marissa Smith. At,
are you?
Yeah, we are at Broadway Comedy Club.
Where are we?
Cinco de Mayo. Yeah, this Friday.
I forgot that Cinco de Mayo. Oh, it's going to be filmed by us. Turn up.
Does that mean we're drinking tequila next week?
Exactly. Yes. At Broadway Comedy Club at 7:30 p.m.
No.
It's a 10 o'clock show.
Because we're here at 7:30 p.m.
My bad. 10 o'clock show. I'm also hosting a show at Broadway Comedy Club 7:30 p.m. at 8 p.m. On the 8th of May. So come check me out.
Jason, where can everyone follow you next?
I will be at Rockwell's tomorrow night, and you can check me out at laughatfirstsight.com. Site is spelled SITE.
May the 5th, I'll be at Broadway Comedy Club for Fashionably Funny. May the 6th is going to be Merriment and Mortification at Auto Shrunken Head. And every single Friday night from 6 to 8, you can catch us right here on FLO Empire Radio for Big Talkin' Brewskies. I'm Marissa Smith. Have an awesome Friday. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. And let's not bomb North Korea this weekend. See you later.
Yeah, Big Talkin' Brewskies. Marissa Smith is who you see. Water cooler combo in here. Crack a cold one, we're on the air. Big talking brewskis. Marissa Smith is who you see. Water cooler combo in here. Crack a cold one, we're on the air. Kicking back, having a few beers, we're chatting. Pull up your chair, we're all relaxing. Any subject, we never dismiss. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith. Comedy, sex, relationships, more. Any subject, we got it in store. Big talking brewskis is coming in live. Crack one open, Marissa has arrived. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith. Yeah.